Next, we will have Samuel Spear, who is in this presentation is the winner of the ANS Trainee Award. Dr. Spear.
Hi, my name is Sam Spear, and I'm the Neurotology Research Fellow at Ohio State University under the direction of Dr. Brad Welling and Dr. Longsheng Chang. And I'd like to thank Dr. Shelton and the ANS for this opportunity to present some of the results of our research on natural compounds as potential treatments for NF2-related tumors. First of all, we have no financial relationships to disclose. Despite advances in the treatment of neurofibromatosis type 2, the optimal treatment for individual patients is not always clear due to the number, size, and location of their multiple tumors. So there's been an interest in finding additional and complementary therapies for treatment of these patients. And research into this has looked at some of the pathways related to the Merlin protein, which is a tumor suppressor protein encoded by the NF2 gene, such as the AKT pathway. AKT is important in cell survival and cell proliferation. And when there is a defect in the Merlin protein, NF2 deficient tumor cells have high levels of AKT. And we are interested in looking at natural compounds and treatment of NF2 deficient tumor cells with natural compounds and looking at pathways such as the AKT, which is normally inhibited by the Merlin protein. Natural compounds are the basis for many of our current anti-tumor drugs, such as the Taxols, vinblastine, and vincristine. And indeed, many of our NF2 patients report using natural compounds and herbal supplements in addition to their other treatments. And at OSU, the College of Pharmacy, under the direction of Dr. Kinghorn, has been involved in a large collaborative national cooperative drug discovery group collecting and screening natural compounds for anti-tumor properties. And they have identified, and we have identified, a number of compounds with potent inhibitory effects to NF2-related tumors, such as sylvesterol, cucurbitacin D, and Goya's insulide. And in these tumors, doses of nanomolars and submicromolars are required to potently inhibit schwannoma and meningioma type cells through the screening process. We've also looked at other common natural compounds used in herbal supplements, such as propolis, which is found in beeswax, and did not find them to be potent in these NF2 tumors. So in this study, we looked specifically at cucurbitacin D and Goya's insulid in treatment of NF2-related tumors, schwannoma and meningioma cells, the most frequent tumors seen in patients with NF2. Cucurbitacin D is isolated from this plant found in Vietnam, and former research has found that it inhibits microtubule polymerization and inhibits the JAK-STAT and MAP-CAPE signaling pathways and inhibits proliferation of the HT29 cancer cells. Goya's insulid is an unrelated natural compound found in this plant, collected from this plant in the Dominican Republic. It suppresses NF-kappa B activity, though it's a newer compound and its mechanism of action is unclear still, but it has been also shown to be cytotoxic in HT29 cells. So we used these two natural compounds and treated NF2-related tumor cells with various concentrations of these compounds, specifically the NF2-minus mouse schwannoma cells and the NF2-deficient human benign meningioma cells. And we used these cell lines because they could later be developed into an in vivo mouse model. We also looked at cell proliferation, performed flow cytometry to look at the cell cycle profile. We used a tunnel assay to look for apoptosis and Western blot for expression of the cell cycle regulators and AKT pathway. Proliferation of the meningioma and schwannoma cells decreased below 50% with the addition of about 1 micromolar of Goya's insulid after 24 to 48 hours of treatment. And it was slightly lower for Cucurbitacin D. And I've captured some images here of the two cell lines, the schwannoma and meningioma cells, first using DMSO as a control, and we see a high density of the cells on the left in the schwannoma and the meningioma cells. And then we added increasing doses of Cucurbitacin D, and we see decreased cell density and increased number of small round cells, indicative of cell death. After treatment with Goya's insulin, we also see inhibition of the cell proliferation with increasing doses of the drug over 24 to 48 hours and an increased number of these small, round, potentially dead cells. So with flow cytometry, we were able to analyze the cell cycle and look at the proportion of cells in each phase of the cell cycle. First, with a control, a baseline, using DMSO, and then with increasing doses of Cucurbitacin D over 48 to 72 hours. And interestingly, we see a decrease in the G1 proportion of cells in the G1 phase of the cell cycle, and we see an increase in the G2M phase of the cell cycle, as well as an increase in the sub-G1 phase of the cell cycle, indicative of cell death. And we see this in the schwannoma and the meningioma cells treated with Cucurbitacin D, and then we see a similar effect with Goya's insulin, and it's the second peak here that represents the G2M portion of these cells, and we see it. These drugs cause a G2M arrest. To further evaluate this G2M arrest, we did Western blot analysis to look at the cell cycle regulators, and after treatment with Cucurbitacin D, we see inhibition of the levels of cyclins E, A, and B with increasing doses of the drug treated to schwannoma and meningioma cells. And these cyclins are occur during G1 and G2 phase of the cell cycle. This corroborates what we found in the flow cytometry of these drugs causing a G2M arrest. With Goya's insulin, we also see inhibition of cyclins D, E, and A in the schwannoma and meningioma cells. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the AKT pathway is important in cell proliferation and cell survival. And defects in the Merlin protein can cause increased levels of AKT cells. And so we looked at this pathway and found with treatment of Cucurbitacin D, the meningioma cells inhibited the phospho-AKT pathway, which is the active portion of the cell, or of this protein, as well as the downstream target, phospho-PRAS40. And after treatment with Goya's insulin, we also saw inhibition of the phospho-AKT pathway with increasing doses of the cells in the schwannoma and meningioma cells. And also, as I mentioned earlier, we also found inhibition of the NF-kappa-B pathway, and then this BIM-EL protein is a pro-apoptotic marker, and we found slight increase with this after treatment with Goya's insulin. To further look at this, we did tunnel assay to look at possible apoptosis and cell death. And on the left, you see these red cells, which is a positive control using DNase-1 in the schwannoma and meningioma cells. And then there's a negative control in blue or purple. And then after treatment with the two natural compounds, Cucurbitacin D and Goya's insulin, we see tunnel positive cells in both the schwannoma and the meningioma cells, which is suggestive of cell death. In conclusion, we have identified two natural compounds which inhibit proliferation of these NF2-related tumor cell lines through inhibition of the cell cycle regulators and signaling pathways. And through further research, I hope that these potentially could offer additional treatment options for NF2 patients in the future. And currently we have in vivo testing with xenografts ongoing. I'd like to acknowledge and thank the help from Dr. Brad Welling at OSU and Dr. Chang, Dr. Kinghorn at the OSU College of Pharmacy, and the other co-authors. Thank you very much.